Hello, my name is Father Boniface. I'm a Benedictine priest and monk of St. Vincent Archabbey in La Trobe, Pennsylvania, and it's my pleasure to lead you in this morning meditation. As we look into the day through the eyes of faith, we are led by the Church's prayer for the 33rd week in Ordinary Time, same prayer that you heard last Sunday at Mass. We'll offer that prayer together and draw insight from it to help us look into the day through the eyes of faith. But first, let us pause for a few moments in silence and recollect ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good, through Christ our Lord. Amen. It is a constant gladness to be devoted to God. Being devoted to God is simply and purely a source of joy. So grateful to be able to devote ourselves to Him, to dedicate ourselves to Him, and He, being the source of love, pours out more love on us in return than we possibly ever give Him. As we look into the day through the eyes of faith, let us look forward to those opportunities to express our devotion for God. We can think of the significant moments, perhaps even now, in our reflection, spending this time on the radio. Just after our reflection, we'll have some time for sacred music, Gregorian chant, and shortly after that, morning prayer. These are all ways to devote ourselves to God. Might be nice to stop at lunchtime with a little bit of devotion. Reading from sacred scripture, devotional prayers are all a beautiful way to express that devotion. We might look forward to something in the evening. It's so wonderful when families can pray the rosary together, for example. So we can take up these opportunities for devotion, and it's good to plan them already at the beginning. They tend not to plan themselves. We don't tend to fall into accidentally finding ourselves in a place of devotion. So it's important to plan sometimes. When will we be able to focus on the Lord in a more dedicated way today? And then, with those solid times, those dedicated times, then we can allow that to flow into the rest of our lives as we heard in the prayer, we ask for the constant gladness of being devoted to the Lord. How do we live in a way that is devoted to the Lord constantly? Well, we need to reference Him in our decisions. We need to be drawing our insight, our thinking, our attitude from the Lord, witnessing to that, so that when others see us, they see Christ. We need to live out our devotion to Him in that way. But that will be strengthened by those dedicated times of coming close to Him. And so as we look now into the day through the eyes of faith, let us ask the Holy Spirit to inspire us, to guide us to when those concrete times of devotion will be, and then to ask the Lord to allow those attitudes, maybe the Marian attitude of humility, openness, receptivity, that we get from the Angelus that we pray at noon and pray at 6 p.m., or that the Marian attitudes of humility and openness, receptivity will come through our prayer of the rosary. Perhaps that our courage and conviction to live out the faith will come through our prayer of the divine office, or maybe from reading sacred scripture, that our friendship with Christ will deepen so that He really becomes a more active part of our lives. So we ask for all of those things to take place in our lives. And let us turn to the Lord in prayer now. taking up the church's prayer for the 33rd week in ordinary time and asking for the grace of a more constant gladness from continual devotion to God. Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good, through Christ our Lord. Amen.